USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bipartisan bill aimed at addressing the southern border crisis will reportedly be introduced Thursday by Senators John Cornyn, Republican from Texas, and Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrat from Arizona. The bill would address the surge of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border, attempt to streamline migrant asylum claims in a timely manner, and deter those unlikely to be approved. One Border Patrol agent tells Fox News what needs to be done to fix the problem.
Starts with the President of the United States. He needs to prioritize this border, all our borders, and there's consequences for breaking our laws.
The record number of people attempting to infiltrate the United States has exponentially grown since President Biden relaxed most laws regarding illegal immigration through executive order. Senator Josh Hawley, the Republican from Missouri, introduced legislation for corporations that try to run our democracy. The Trust Busting for the 21st Century Act would ban all mergers and acquisitions by companies with a market value over $100 billion. USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.